The topic is Spay Day USA. This is Kathleen Stevenson for KABU, and here with me is Phyllis Johansson, who has been coming into KABU just about every year for the past 5 years to talk about a special day and expanded period of time now, Spay Day USA 2006. Phyllis, welcome again to KABU.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Can you tell us what Spay Day USA 2006 is, particularly in Portland?
Well, it's primarily to get as many cats spayed and neutered as possible. Spay Day actually started back in 1995 and with Doris Day Animal League, and trying to get every organization in the country to get to talk about Spay Day, which was one day. But we started in 2001 with having 1 week, and we have graduated now to almost one month. We're going from February the 14th to March the 17th, and it's going to, and we're getting as many cats as possible spayed or neutered for $10. So we're hoping that everyone who has a fertile cat or an unneutered cat will call and arrange to get it fixed.
And how do you accomplish this? Do you have people who are working with you? What's the plan for?
Well, you know, it's all done by volunteers. We are all volunteers. And it's now, this year, it's five organizations who have gotten together. Friends of Feline in Salem have joined us this year. But it's primarily done by PAPA, which is Pet Overpopulation Prevention Advocates, Indigo Rescue, Spay Today, Friends of Shelter Animals, and their volunteers from each organization get together, and some of them just work like crazy getting veterinarians to sign up to do all the spaying and neutering for $10, and then someone has to answer the phones to set up the appointments, and it takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But actually, what I want to say too is, even though everyone gets the spay or neuter for $10. For the spays, the veterinarian gets $30, so we have to raise $20 for each female cat. And so we've been having various fundraisers around to try to get enough money to do that. So it takes a lot of money, too. But this year we're aiming for 1,000 cats, if you can imagine. I think we started off like 100 or 200, and each year it increased. And this year we're really hoping to get 1,000 cats spayed and neutered.
And what's the ramifications of spaying 1,000 cats for the future?
Well, you know how many, I don't know how many kittens will be prevented from being born, but I would say at least 15,000 if we get them all this year. And, you know, some of the cats are already giving birth. Some of them are pregnant. And so it's really urgent.
So you can spay a cat if she's pregnant already?
Yeah, she can be aborted, and there are many veterinarians who prefer not to do it, especially if it's late in the term, but she can be aborted, and I have had many cats spayed and neutered when they're, I mean, spayed when they're pregnant, so it's fine.
So who, or I guess where, are the places where people can go to get this service?
There are now about 41 veterinarians who have signed up. And they are all over, really. I've been working with some veterinarians down in Woodburn, and there's Woodburn and Newburgh, and they're actually already full because we started taking calls February the 14th.
But, for Newburgh.
For Newburgh, and well, we started taking calls for everywhere, but those because I think we only have four veterinarians in that area helping. The appointments are full.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all over. We have, I think we have, a lot of the places are full, but even if they're full, if someone calls and we say that that veterinary clinic is full, we will try to get you fit it into some other program, because we just want to get every pregnant cat spayed, or every cat that's coming into heat. That's the other thing is, because of the, our climate is changing, you know, and cats are coming into heat three times a year now most of the time instead of twice. I can remember when I got started, the winters were really cold and the cats didn't come into heat. But now that the winters are so mild, cats are coming into heat three times a year, which is producing many, many more kittens.
Wow. So somebody who wanted to find out more about this or sign up for this at this point, what should they do?
Well, they can. There is a phone number they can call, 503-626-4070. And then it says it's extension 2 with the pound key. Or they can check it on the web, which is, it's www.spayoregon.org.
Okay, and repeat that phone number again, if you would, Phyllis.
503-626-4070, extension 2, the pound key. There's a long pause after that, so be sure to wait patiently.
Okay. And the website, again, is
www.spayoregon.org.
And what do you say to someone who has a cat, maybe time constraints or whatever has prevented them from getting their cat neutered or spayed? What's your best argument to them for taking the time to do it?
What do you mean, that if it's not spayed or neutered
right.
now?
Right. Just what is the importance of it, I guess, for people
well,
at this point?
Yes. Well, possibly people don't realize how many cats have to be euthanized at our animal shelters. It's between Washington County and the Oregon Humane Society and Multnomah County Animal Control, there are about between 10 and 12,000 cats that have to be destroyed because there's nothing else to do with them. We have a horrible overpopulation of cats. And especially during the summer months when there's so many kittens, I just can't imagine having the job of having to euthanize kittens. It must be one of the worst jobs in the world. But the Humane Society has said during the summer months they get as many as 1,000 kittens in 1 month. So we just have to do something about the overpopulation problem. It's the overpopulation with dogs, I think, has gone down so much since I got involved. But with cats, it leveled out for a while, but now it seems to be increasing because of the warm weather. Mm-hmm. And also because the veterinarian's charges have gone up, just like everything else has in this society. It costs more. And so people this program is basically for people on limited incomes. And even there are people who generally would be able to afford it, but because they've lost their job or they're on welfare or they just don't have any money, this program is for them. Mm-hmm. And it's so important now because there's so many people I talk to who just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Phyllis, again, give the numbers, the contact information again for people who want to do this or want more information, perhaps for a friend.
503-626-4070, extension 2, pound key. And the website is www.spayoregon.org.
Okay, Phyllis Johansson, thank you for your work, and thanks for coming in to put out this information.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kathleen.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.